We left off in the previous year. We spent a lot of time in Chinuz HaTosfos because Tosfos put the brakes on the principle called Eishlech HaBavera. We thought that this is an all-encompassing principle, Eishlech HaBavera, Sugyas in Kedushin, Sugyas in Ksubas, that's what we're talking about in the first place. But the Gemara thought it was unheard of that there should be a Shlichus HaBavera because Yechayt is a Mitzchayim. The Gemara had a Shayek Zeres HaKosov, Da'al Dehei is different, Rechmech is different, maybe there are a few other exceptions. But by and large, the starting point for the Sugya clearly is the Eishlech HaBavera. So Tosfos chiseled away at Eishlech HaBavera. Tosfos said, well, it's not always true, says Tosfos. It's only true when the Shalich is amazing. But the Shalich is a Shaygeg, so they dug up the Sugya in Bava Kama to find test, and may not say that. And Tosfos says, that was the thing I see from that Gemara, that when the Shalich is a Shaygeg, so then Yeishlech HaBavera, then Tosfos gave you a rationale for it. They didn't just bring it right, they actually explained it, because the whole idea of Divir Av, Divir Tav, Divir Mishayim is really another way of saying that there was a lack of a seriousness from the vantage point of the Mishaleach, because he didn't really think the guy's going to do it anyway. There was a lack of Gemir's Das in the Shalichus, and the Shalich is a Shaygeg, so then that Gemir's Das exists, and Mimele Yeshlech HaDavir. That was Tosfos' whole presentation. So it's great for Bava Kama, but it's terrible for Ksuba Slav Lama Gimel, because Tosfos said that it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Gemara jumps and says, Eishlech HaDavira. So Tosfos says, yeah, the Gemara didn't really mean that. I mean, we could have said, we could have answered Ochman Eskin and Shogeg, but we wanted to give the more truthful answer. And then Tosfos, light by Akasha, Tosfos said, we're not sure what the nature of this drasha is, Tavacha Machar, right? We left, that was a Ktas Kasha, right? Everyone spent the last few days thinking about this cat. It's only Ktas Kasha, they didn't spend too much time thinking about it. Okay, fine. So at the end of the day, we left, Tosfos has their theory, they have their support from certain Gemaras, they have their problems with other Gemaras, and Shalom Yisrael. Comes the Ritva in Maseches Kedushin in the Sugya of Eishlech HaBavera and disagrees vehemently with Tosfos. Comes the Ritva and says, the whole premise of Tosfos Mechilei Vatzayif is not correct, which of course is going to spell a good story for our Sugya. Ritva is learning Maseches Ksuba, so this is going to be great for the Ritva. Comes the Ritva and says, Eishlech HaBavera is an absolute principle, no matter what, it crosses all cases. I mean, except for the one to Xeris HaKosos, but by and large, Eishlech HaBavera is an absolutely truthful statement. Doesn't matter whether the Shalich is amazing, Shalich is irrelevant. I, but Tosfos, first the Kasha, Tosfos Daraya, that the Svara of the Rav, the Talmud, the Mishayim, Taka doesn't apply, B'Shayyeg. No one's up to Udva. What does Udva say? Don't hack me Chanik with what? Don't tell me stories with what? With Svaras, with Drushes, the Rav, the Talmud. Zakhtu Udva. What's the real reason why Ein Shalich HaDavera? What's the honest to goodness reason why Ein Shalich HaDavera? Nothing to do with the Jerush of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tav, Divrei Mishayim. It's Xeris HaKosov, the Gemara has Psukim, Shneksur Bar Ge'echad, Sugis in Kedushin, Naf Mem Beish, Mem Gimel. Divrei Jerush is from Psukim, that's the din, that's the way it is. So why did the Gemara confuse us, or we may even say kind of mislead us, by introducing the principle of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud? So this falls into the classic category. Hopefully after this Shabbos, all the boys will appreciate exactly what I mean, that you have to always know what kind of a presentation you're giving. There are different kinds of presentations. There's a presentation of a drasha, a sermon, when the rabbi gets up and, you know, philosophizes about, why frogs, why people jump into the tanners and frogs, you know, that kind of stuff. That's a drasha for a sermon. And then there's a sugya in halacha with lomdas, with svaras, with achleksa, with shaylas, with hagdoras, with klal and pratim. There are different sugyas. So comes Ritva and says, when the Gemara says, divya rav, divya tav, divya mishayim, what kind of a reason was that? Was that a drasha? Was that something that Chazal said on a Shabbos morning, that they got up before Kriyas HaTorah, they gave a little, before Muslim in some shuls, to get up and give a drasha, to give a sermon? That was just like a nice reason, a philosophical, agadic, exposition on the weekly Torah reading? Was that the pshat? Or was this a shir in lomdus? So whereas Tosfos said it was a shir in lomdus, Tosfos says it was so lomdush that when the lomdus doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. Zakhtu Ritva, it wasn't so lomdush. It was a nice, a Gadic parable is a nice story, is a nice thing. Divra Rav, Divra Tav, gives you Musar, Shari Chuvim, gets us all, riled up. But Tachlis, bottom line, if you want to know Ein Shalich HaDavera, what's the real reason? The hardcore reason? It's because it's a what? That's the way it is. It's a Xeris HaKosov. Whether the Svara makes sense, doesn't make sense, the Svara does apply, doesn't apply. You can't base halachas based on this Agadic Drush of Divra Rav, Divra Tav. That's what the Ritva Gezokta Maseches Kedushin. Now, when you're sizing up this Tosfos and this Ritva, so you read the Tosfos, we spent a lot of time on Thursday on the Tosfos. Tosfos took the Gemara literally, and therefore they created Dinim Deraisa, Chimukim Deraisa, based on the Svar of Divriyata, Arav, Shegi versus Mezik. The Ritva Machtevek, he threw out the window this whole Svar and said, this is nice for Jerusha, it's not very good for Halachas, and therefore he ignored it. If you were sitting, and again, I don't want to put anyone on the spot here, but if you had to be machriya between Taiz and the Ritva, if you were asked in Shemayim to hot kapaskin, Taiz and the Ritva, what would you think? What would you say? You like Taiz or like the Ritva? Enough to be embarrassed. Ah, she likes the Ritva. I like the Ritva. You know what Taiz is right? I mean, they're not really right. I'll tell you why Taiz is right. You know, Hamotzech veil of a rye over here. The Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara does give a reason, and it is a halachically compelling reason. It makes sense. This reason. It's a pretty good svara. Taisus did a pretty good job explaining. You really, really, really got to bend over backwards and say, oh, that svara in the Gemara, that was for Shabbos morning sermon. That wasn't really for halacha. Don't take us too literally. That doesn't really make a difference. The Ritva's really got to prove this to you. So Rabbi said, I'm convinced that the Ritva was hemming and hawing on this. The Ritva was hesitant in what he said. And I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't just take Taisus head on and just say, gosh, man, forget about that svara. The svara is meaningless. He says that, but then he backpedals a little bit. Who saw the Ritva on Sunday? What saw the Ritva? What does Dr. Ritva do? What does Ritva say? Ritva says, you know what? It's a positive. It's a Xeris HaKosim. It's not a Svar. It's not a Svar. It's not a Svar. And even if Tim Tim that it's a Svar. Even if Tim he's already made Alamis there. He's not so sure. Even if Tim Tim Lomid that it's right, that's a Svar. I'm going to show you, Dr. Ritva, that the Svar applies. What's the goal of the Ritva? Is the goal of the Ritva just to disagree with Taisus? Is this an analysis to disagree with the din of Taisus? Taisus is mechadesh that when the shlich is a shayyeg, yesh tuch Ritva aveira, the Ritva wants to prove that that's not correct. So comes the Ritva and says, I'm going to give in to Taisus, I'm going to meet Taisus halfway. The Svara is a compelling Svara. The Svara is a lumbish Svara. The Svara is a halachic Svara. It is a shiur to Min Chamar. It's not a Rosh Hashanah this morning. And Taisus is still not right. You know why? Because the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, applies even when the shlich is a shayyeg. How does it work? What does the Ritva mean? Comes the Ritva and says, there's another dimension to that svar of Dira Rav, Dira Talmud. The Vaisai, it takes two people to make shalichos, a shalach and a shalich. If either one of them is not interested or not aware or not cognizant of the fact that shalichos is taking place, so then the shalichos is bottled. Taisus was emphasizing Dira Rav, Dira Talmud as the chisaron for who? Who is Taisus focusing on? The chisaron of the Mishaleach, and the Ephetaisa says that chisar is going to change, that deficiency is going to change depending on whether the Shaleach is Shaggy or Mazin. Comes the Ritva and says, wait a second, there's a second deficiency of Shlichus Adraveir. What's the second deficiency? The Shaleach, if he was Shaggy, would never want to get himself into trouble. Why would he want to do a bad thing? He wants to listen to that silly Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is only a Talmud. I listen to Rabban Shalaylam. I said, like, Kimani Yorei. Divir Rav, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishaymim. All of a sudden, the Ritva is taking the same words of the Gemara and plugging them into whose mouth? Into the Shaleach's mouth. Taisus is looking at it saying, Divir Rav, Divir Tav, Divir Shalom, and that's the Mishaleach talking. So the Mishaleach realizes, the Shaleach's not going to listen to me, he's going to listen to Rav Shalom. Therefore, I'm not going to medite it to be Shaleach's. And therefore, Taisus differentiated as a Chegi or as a Major. The Ritva put the same words of the Gemara, but moved them out of the Mishaleach talking into the Shaleach talking. Says the Ritva, the Shaleach says, I would never have wanted to be a shliach. If I would have known, that I'm doing an aveir, I never would have accepted such a mission. I never would have become a shliach in the first place, and therefore those shlichas is bought out. It comes to Ritva and says a double attack, two-pronged attack against Taisus. Taisus is not correct because they made too much of the svara. So the Ritva says the svara is not so important. Even if the svara is important, I'm still right. Taisus is still not correct. That's a Ritva. That's a very powerful Ritva. So that's what I actually like the Ritva. But you see that the Ritva himself wasn't so sure how to attack Taisus. He wasn't so comfortable saying that the Svar is not important. The Svar is important, it's just that a revamping and reformulation of what the Svar was on. So everybody said, we know the dust settles, we have a running machlekes at Taisus Ritva, major machlekes at Ben Harishayim. When the Shaliach is Shagig, is it going to work or is it not going to work? Where's the marker? Okay. So we have a major machlekes of Rishonim here. What's the story? And the Shaliach is a Shaygeg. So according to Taisus, Yei Shalichos. According to the Ritva, Ein Shalichos. Okay? How do the Gemaras line up? What Gemaras are on?
Why? When you say Shliach Tavavira, why they argue about each other. They should agree with each other. This whole svara is based on.
I mean, they're both right. Both of them are applications of the same principle, right? You're right. That Gemara sounds like Tosfos was quoting that Gemara as a source. It sounds almost like Gemara, not like Tosfos. It sounds like the Gemara didn't even know that principle, right? Right. So yeah, let's take a look at these Gemaras for a second, okay? Put Bamatia on hold for a second. Let's take a look at the Gemaras we've already seen explicitly. So which Gemaras are having some, shedding some light on this topic? First and foremost, which? My favorite Gemara, Ksubis, right? So in Ksubis, who comes out in the upper hand in Ksubis? Who's doing much better in Ksubis? The Ritva is doing much, much better, right? The Ritva, according to the Ritva, the Gemara Ksubis reads like a charm. It's unheard of. And the Gemara had to be Mechadish, Dal Behei is different. According to Tosfos, it's a little shaky, you know. We did it. The Gemara could have heard you, Shlomo, right? The Gemara could have said that, could have, should have, would have. Tas Kosha, right? Tais got into a little bit of hot water in Agamemnon. But they got out of it. What other Gemaras were important? What other Gemaras were shedding some light on this topic? What? What other Gemara? Bava Kamma, right? The Mishnah, remember that Mishnah back on Bava Kamma? That was Tosfos' whole support, right? Because Tosfos said that. Taisa said the Gemara Bava Kamma about the case of the Pidgin of Ben, right? The guy was asking the guy to steal. Taisa said, hey, that's a great application of Yesh Lech Adar Ve'er the Shalich is a Shege. What would the Ritva have to say? He would have to fall back on that funny first Lashon of Rashi, which we weren't really sure what in the world that meant on Thursday, right? So the Ritva had to fall back on the Lashon Acher, the Rashi, you know, a little bit shaky, okay? So we have two Gemaras. One Gemara is reading smoother according to the Ritva. One Gemara is reading a little bit more smoother according to Tosfos. Do we have any other Gemaras that are going to shed some light on this? So the Balei Tosfos themselves in Maseches Kedushin pick up on a Gemara in Maseches Me'ilah. The Gemara in Maseches Me'ilah seems to be a critical piece of information in this discussion. The Gemara is discussing the issue of Shlichus for the prohibition of Me'ilah. Me'ilah means that a person is Nenim and Hekdesh. So there's a whole penalty. You have to pay back the amount that you borrowed, that you used from Ekdesh. You have to give a chaymish, you have to bring a korban ashamilos, right? Everyone's having shakar this morning, hopefully. Okay? Right? So, that's good. Okay. All right, so Rabbi Sai, the Gemara discusses the shayla for shlichos for me'ilah. And the Gemara quotes a mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah that lo and behold seems to say what? Seems to say that, believe it or not, what? That the Mishaleach is the one who's Chayav Me'ilah. If I send you to be Nana from Hekdesh, I'm the one who gets in trouble. The Mishnah seems to say the Yesh Tuchz Advaveir by Me'ilah. So, Frektimar, how could that be so? Zachayin Shluch Advaveir. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara works. And finally, the Gemara comes to the realization of a sense of condition that what? That Me'ilah is another exception to the rule. Same that we had Dal Behei, Tavech and Moicha being an exception. Me'ilah is an exception. How do you know it's an exception? What's the Mokor that Me'ilah is an exception? Who remembers the Mokor? Who remembers the Mokor, huh? Chet Chet Me'Truma. It says the word Chet by Truma. It says the word Chet by Me'ilah. By Truma, I can be Mafish Ayadei Shaliach. Everyone knows that. That's a Pasuk of Chumash. Atem Gam Atem Rav Shluchachem. I can be Mafish Truma Ayadei Shaliach. So too, I can violate Me'ilah Ayadei Shaliach as well. So the Shach of Atayim, the Gemara Kedushin, that's from the Meir, was, Ay, Vare Me'ilah, Gevalt. And for the Gemara, no problem, Gzeres HaKosov. Ad Kan Dibir. So Tosfos immediately finds themselves in very, very big trouble. Why is Tosfos find themselves in trouble? No. Why is Tosfos find themselves in trouble? Rabbi Sai, every Me'ilah under the sun is what? Shogeg. It's always Shogeg. How do I know that? Who told you that? Every Me'ilah is Shogeg. Pasuk Chumash. B'chata b'shkaga b'kodshei Hashem. Right? Pasuk got it, right? Okay, it says b'shogeg. Me'ilah is only brought b'shogeg. The whole onish, the whole institution of Me'ilah is always b'shogeg. So what's the Gemara talking about? According to Tosfos, the Gemara is a total flop. The Gemara asks the Kasha, I've already Me'ilah, Zayn Shlech Ezvah Veirat, so the Gemara should have said, what kind of silly Kasha is that? Every Me'ilah, by definition, is the Shlech is a Shogeg. And whenever the Shlech is a Shogeg, according to Tosfos, the whole din of Zayn Shlech Ezvah Veirat breaks down. So what did the Gemara want? What did the Gemara need to exerce a Kosev? Well, how can it try to exerce a Kosev? Gemara, the Kasha, Gemara, the Teretz, exerce a Kosev, a Posev, exerce a Shav, a Teretz. The whole thing is Dvar Mateo. According to Tosfos, Yesh Lech Edvar Veir, when the Shalich is a Shogeg, Me'ilah is a perfect example. Me'ilah is not an exception to the rule. The Gemara in Kedusha makes Me'ilah the exception to the rule. According to Tosfos, Me'ilah is the rule. Every Me'ilah, by definition, is the Shalich is a Shogeg. So Tosis mamish had to bend over backwards, do acrobatics to get out of this kasha. Who saw the Tosis? Everyone saw the Tosis in condition. What did Tosis say? Tosis said the Gemara wasn't asking a kasha. The Gemara wasn't discussing when the shlich is a shogeg. We know that when the shlich is a shogeg, that yesh shlich is vaver. That wasn't a kasha. You know what the kasha was? When the shliach is amazing, who's a shogeg? The mishalach is a shogeg. So I don't know. Here's the maaser. I have no idea that it's ekdish. I tell you to go get it for me. You know God's good that it's ekdish. So you're doing an aver of amazing. So from your vantage point, ein shliach v'avera should kick in. So that was the Gemara asking, hey, wait a second, how come the Mishnah says that I'm chayav? The Mishnah says beferish the mishalach is chayav. So the Gemara said, kasha, the Mishnah, how could it be? How could the mishalach be chayav? Typically, ein shliach v'avera. And don't ask me a kasha, I had his shogeg. You got the wrong shogeg here. The mishalach is shogeg, but the shliach is very much mazid. So it's to that the Gemara answered, you're right, in Rechinam, you need exercise also for that. But lulei that piece of information, imtum talem, we would be dealing when the person who actually pulled the trigger, the person who actually did the me'ila, was a shogeg. If that would really be true, if the shaliach himself was a shogeg, I wouldn't need the whole shakma time to Gemara. There wouldn't have been a kasha in the first place. I mean, you got to have real ruach hakodesh to read that into the Gemara. I didn't think that was the case. I thought we're talking about a regular shogeg. Everyone's shogeg. I'm shogeg. I'm shogeg. I'm shogeg. Everyone's shogeg. That's what I thought. So the Tosis is learning, no, how come my skinny got the wrong guy? One guy's shogeg, one guy's mazed. Very, very convoluted, complicated case for the Tosis. Not smooth at all. Rabbi, we have a Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The sugya about Me'ila. We take a little tour through Shas over here. We have a sugya Maseches Kedushin. Who's getting the upper hand on this one? The Ritva is definitely getting the upper hand on this one. And according to Tosis, you have to say, Hachamai Askinan, the Shaliach is amazing, the Mishalach is a Shogeg. It starts to get very, very, very complicated.
So
if
Shaliach
is
a Shogeg, then there was Gemir
Adah. Oh, that's the bomb Kasha on Tosis. Mamash the bomb. Who saw this Kasha coming? Who saw this Tosis, by the way? Everyone saw the Tosis? Did everybody realize right away that there's a bomb kasha in the Tosis? According to Tosis, what was the whole reason to differentiate between the shaliach being a shogeg or a mezid? It was all predicated on what assumption? On the lack of gemiras das from the vantage point of the mishalach. But according to Tosis, they're guilty of overkill because according to Tosis, if the mishalach is shogeg, so of course he thinks the guy's going to listen to him. If of course he thinks the guy's going to listen to him, so even though the shaliach himself is mazid, that should be halachically like the shaliach shogeg. According to Tosis, there's a svara that the reason lechalik between shogeg versus mazid, and the shaliach shogeg versus mazid, is all boils down to one term. It all boils down to what's the key term according to Tosis? What's the yesoda yesodas? Gemiros, das, is das of the mishalach. So when the shaliach is a shogeg, the mishalach thinks that the shaliach is going to listen to him. When the shaliach is a mezid, so then the mishalach doesn't think the shaliach is really going to listen. He thinks the shaliach is going to do tshuva, not going to listen to him. So that's the whole Tosis is hinging on that nekuda. Rabbi said that svarach lechalik also is critical. If what? If who else is the shogeg? If the mishalach is a shogeg. Because if the mishalach is a shogeg, he doesn't know what's going on. He's totally innocent. He has no idea what's happening. He assumes that the shliach is going to listen to him. So even though the shliach happens to be mezid, apidin, when the mishalach is shogeg, should have the same exact halachic status as what? As when who's the shogeg? As when the shliach is shogeg. So what does Tosis accomplish? What did Tosis solve? Tosis is trying to explain the Gemara's kasha and Sos Kedusha. The Gemara asked the Kedusha, Varei mi'ila gavalt geshrigit, and the Gemara needed exerce a kosa for the whole chagadja. So stop. One second. So Tosis said, what's going on? The shaliach is a shogeg. So Tosis says, no, the shaliach is amazing. Who's the shogeg? The mishalach. Someone's got to be a shogeg here, because if the mishalach is not a shogeg, there's no me'ila to begin with. So you got to have, somebody's got to be a shogeg over here, according to Tosis. Tosis got to concede to that. So Tosis changed the shgaga. He took the shaliach from being the shogeg to made the mishalach into being the shogeg. But by doing that, Tosis didn't solve the problem. Because the whole reason why shaliach shogeg is different is because when the shaliach is a shogeg, there's gemiras das of the mishalach. So the same is true when the mishalach is shogeg. That's the bomb kasha against Tosis. So everyone saw that kasha? So the answer is, l'fi yadi yazdaiti, if you look carefully at Tosis, the Tosis Maseches Kedushin does not quote what they say in Maseches Baba Kama as the reason to be mechalik between the shaliach shogeg and mezid. Tosfos does not say that. If you hold that the reason to be mechalek between when the shalich is a shogi, when the shalich is a mezid, is based on kamira's das, then this Tosfos is not correct. I think that Tosfos in Kedushin had a different beer. The Tosfos in Kedushin understood that when the shalich is a shogi, you can't call it a what? What can't you call it when the shalich? What? You can't call it a what? It's almost, you can't call it a dvar what? It's almost not a dvar veira. I'm not really doing anything bad. You can't have shlichus being chal on something that's bad, something that's evil. You can't go against the Rabbanim. When the Rabbanim Shalom said this action, this is a chait, shlichus is in teifes. I mean, it's done b'shoyei. It's not such a bad chait. It's not such a bad chait. It's not so terrible. It's not called a full-fledged dvar aveira. Lafiyani es daiti. No, no, and the person who's doing it, the person who's pulling the trigger, if that person is if the shaliach, it all depends on the person who's doing the actual action. So if the person who's doing the action is a shaygeg, then Tosfos can see there can be shalichus. If the person who's doing the action is amazed, then ain't shalichus v'avera. It doesn't have anything to do with Gemir's Das. If you look carefully, I wasn't going to talk about this today because it gets a little confusing, but if you look carefully, since you brought up how to mention it, if you look carefully at the Lashon of the two Tosfos, Tosfos Kedushin, who gives this answer, this dochak answer, the shalich meiz and the shalich shogeg, never says what the svar is to be bechalik with the shalich shogeg meiz. I think he had a different beer. Tosfos Bava Kama and Aintes never asked this kash in the first place. Okay, so that was just an aside. If you got it, you grade it. If you didn't get it, that's fine. Let's continue where we left off. So yeah.
Can we say that that's it? Even have a different kind of weird
meter
shlichus here that it doesn't have to be the same.
Well, that's it. It's a whole. No. We're living in the world before Gezeiras HaKasos. We're trying to understand why the Gemara thought we needed Gezeiras HaKasos in the first place. Okay. So, guys, let's get back to that story. Okay. So again, we have this Gemara in Me'ila, this Gemara in Kedushin about Me'ila that was very, very problematic because the Gemara asked the Kasha, "Hey, let's apply Ein Shlichus V'Aveira." So we had a Kasha. What do you mean Ein Shlichus V'Aveira? But everyone shaking. According to Tosfos, that overturns the rule of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. So Taiz had to give up side dochik teretz, and the Ritva sitting on the sideline smiling. Rabbi said, "Can we have our cake and eat it? Can we defend Taisus and not have to force ourselves into this funny yokimta shaliach this, mishaliach that? No one knows what's going on. He knows. He knows. She knows. Yeah. Can we have our cake and eat it? Can we somehow explain away this Gemara Maseches Kedushin? We like Taisus, right? Asher doesn't like Taisus, but we like Taisus. Taisus against the Gemara Subas. All right, who's learning Subas here anyway?" But at least he's in favor of the Gemara Bava Kama. It's supposed to be Bava Kama a few years from now. All right? Probably not the seventh prayer. The advice I know, can we defend Tosfos from the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, the Kash of the Gemara from the Ila, without having to fall into the trap of Tosfos and making the Shaliach Mezit Shagig? It's too complicated. I'm too tired having something the last two nights. I can't think through this whole Tosfos. So we need an easier Teretz. Simple Teretz. You don't need to keep the Teretzim for now. We have to go up with some kind of a Haggadah here as to how to understand the Gemara Kedushin a little bit better. Who's got an idea for us? Everyone saw Tosfos Rid? You can always count on Tosfos Rid for something innovative, something creative. Certain Rishonim had like this unbelievable koyach, you know, of just fascinating Kedushin. Tosfos Rid was one of them. You have Tosfos Rid here? Not that the other Rishonim weren't fascinating. One Rishonim was fascinating, but you know, Tosfos Rid is just interesting. So the Tosfos is commenting on the Gemara in Kedushin. This is a quote from the Gemara. Neima ein shliach v'aveira v'limol shliach. That was the Gemara's kasha. Perish. Afagav de b'shkagahi. Whoops, says the Tosfos. We're talking about the shliach as a shagay. Ve'ein lo marsham divrei mishaymin. Right? Like who? Who's the Tosfos playing? Who? Playing along with who? With Tosfos. Kevan de'ilu have amazed lo yachayv ha-shaleach. Here's the punchline. You got to be just like with him. Say, shashkoga hoyleches achar hamezid. That's like a klal. You know, when you see a word like phrase like that, that's like a klal. That's a hagdara. What does Tosfos just say? Everybody say, no. Who's going to explain the Tosfos? No. What do you say? Who's explaining it? I say, Asher.
This case by Tosfos is different. Me'ila is unique because since by the mezid, since this is only a king of the shogay, so only if only it would have been done by mezid, who would have been
come to Tosfos Rid and says, when you pass it on me'ila shaila, what do you have to pass it on a me'ila shaila? If I want to know whether there's Me'ilah, Me'ilah always means, is there a Korban Me'ilah, is there a Chayef to pay, is there a bring an Asher Me'ilah to bring a Chayim, etc. The whole Parsha, Satar Me'ilah, B'chata B'shkaga, if you want to know, is there Me'ilah, is there not in Me'ilah, what do you have to pass it on? In the case of Me'ilah itself, what does it say? You have to pass it on the case of Mezid first. Ask yourself, what the din would have been if this person who was doing the act of Me'ilah would have done it for Mezid? That's the only question you have to ask yourself. Once you answer that question and you say, if this would have been Mezid, then Pliny would have been Chayav, Pliny would have been in trouble, Yenim would have been in trouble, Shmenim would have been in trouble. If you have to point the finger at the person who would have been Mezid. There's only one guy who's going to pay the price. Point the finger at the person who would have been Mezid. Once you're able to prove to me he was the guy responsible for Mezid, then I will tell you he's the one who brings the carbon to Elah. That's the assertion that is read. Shashoygeg holech achah Mezid. By carbon to Elah. It's a Xeris HaKosov, it's a Chiddush, it's a Din Prati. Shashoygeg holech achah Mezid. So let's play it out here. We don't need Taisis confusion anymore. Let's play it out. Kilechol ha'om b'shkoga. Everybody's a shaykh. Everyone's at the Mishaleach, the everyone, no one knows what's going on. The guys are oblivious to the fact they have kutcher money floating around. Everyone's shaykh. I tell Ashi to go use this money. I thought I didn't realize it was kutcher. He goes ahead and uses it. Okay? Now, we're trying to figure out who brings this carbon to Elah. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Me'ilah, who brings the carbon to Elah? And who does the Mishnah say? I tell Ashi to go use the hektish money. Not knowing it was hektish, he doesn't know, I don't know any. What does the Mishnah say? Who's Chayev? I'm Chayev. Right? I'm Chayev. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why am I Chayev? Ein shluch v'aveira. Right? So what happens? All of a sudden, penalty markers go down all over the field, right? Everyone's screaming. What's screaming? You know what's the Kasha? Come on, little Chazar. No? No, let's go. What? Why is the Gemara asking Ein shluch v'aveira? What are you talking about? What kind of silly Kasha is that? What's the way this silly Kasha? Ein shluch v'aveira. It's a Chshayegeg. He's up to Taisus Rid. Don't tell me that it's shogeg. I'm not interested in talking about a case of shogeg. Why not? Well, it's me'ilah. Don't talk about shogeg. But it's me'ilah. But I don't care. Don't talk about shogeg. Don't ask me a shogeg shayla hilchos me'ilah. That sounds like the most absurd thing. Don't ask me a shogeg shayla. The Torah says, right? Ash we check the chumash. It says v'chata b'shkaga. So what's Taisus Rid saying? No, that's not really important. That word b'shkaga. It's important. You only chayev if you do it b'shogeg. But you only chayev a carbon me'ilah. If you would have done this act of Mezid, then you would have been held accountable for the Aveir, the terrible Aveir, being nanim and hektish b'mezid. If and when you chayev b'mezid, then we're going to nail you with the chiyav of bringing the carbon me'ilah. Let's play it out now, assuming that I know it's hektish. Everyone knows it's hektish. I say, Ashi, go use the hektish money, b'mezid, and he uses it. Who gets punished? Obviously, Ashi gets in trouble. Obviously, he gets the terrible onesh for me'ilah b'mezid. What's that terrible onesh, by the way? Anyone remember? Back from the beginning of the year? What? What's the din if a guy uses something of hektish b'mezid? Rebbe and the Rabbanan, no one remembers back. Oh my goodness. Back on the first sugya. But like the fourth, fifth sugya. No? Yeah, right. There's so much trumas. Okay. According to Rebbe Yechai Bisle Shema, according to Rabbanan Yechai Malchus. So Yechai something with the Raisa. It's definitely also with the Raisa. So comes Taisus Rid and says, whoever gets that punishment, to be the Misa Deshemaim or Malchus B'mezid, he is the one who brings the carbon to the base of the fish. Now the Gemara reads like a charm. The Gemara asks, what are you telling me that the Shaliach is the one who, what are you telling me the Mishalech is the one who brings the carbon? If it would have happened B'mezid, who would have clearly been punished? Who would have been held accountable? The Shaliach, why? Because he couldn't hide behind the Shaliach of Aver. Because why? Because why? Because he's a what? Because Divya Rav, Divya Tam is amazing. He can't hide behind Shalichus. So just as, obviously, the Shaliach would have been held responsible, so frech the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say the Mishalech is? To which the Gemara answers, what? What's the Gemara's answer? Me'ilah is a what? Happens to be Xeris HaKosov. It's a pasuk that says, Yer Shalichus L'dvar Ve'er Me'ilah. So now the Gemara reads beautifully, says, in places read. Even though we are talking about Shogeg, not like Taisa said, we're talking about Mezid. No, we're talking about Shogeg. Everyone's Shogeg. He's Shogeg. Everyone's Shogeg. We're talking about Shogeg, but it doesn't matter because we're talking about Shogeg, but we're passing the Shai on the realm of Mezid. Because the cloud golo, according to Taisa's Rid, gotta get this line in here. This is like just a Hagdorah. What is the Lushan? What's the exact Lushan? Shehashkoga. I like this Lushan. Shehashkoga. There you go. Chileches. Achar Habat. Achar HaMezid. That's a very catchy phrase, right? struggle with Nachum. You know, it's nice to say it, but it's harder to defend it. That's a pretty heavy phrase. Very heavy concept that we just introduced us. You could tell that Rid himself was a little bit nervous about it, because he spent another 3 lines trying to prove that such a concept exists. Where do you find such a shaylik? Where do you find such a concept in Allah? It's a bizarre situation. We're passing a shogeg shaylik, and the Rav says, no, I don't want to pass the shaylik, I want to pass the mazit shaylik. And whatever, I'll pass it the mazit, I'll plug it to shogeg. What is such a thing? But it's shogeg. What are you talking to China about passing the mazit shaylik? But right now it's shogeg. What are you telling me? In theory, Lu Yitzuya would have been passing the mazit shaylik, that's what there would have been. So it's a very hard concept, Taz Rid is saying. So Taz Rid, you see, was very sensitive to the fact that it's so mechudish that he had to find some moshel. He had to find some model somewhere in Torah, somewhere in Halacha, where you find such a concept where we're addressing an issue of shogeg, but we're really patterning the answer to the shogeg shaylik after a mazit shaylik. So Taz Rid came up with a model. What was his model? What was the model of Taz Rid? What does he say? We do it all the time. We have a shayla where the guy's chayv to be a korban chatas or not. Right? I have a mechal shabbos to show you. So we want to know, am I chayv to be a korban chatas or not? What are we really asking? What's the real shayla we're asking? If I would have done this, b'mezid, would I have been what? Would I have been chayv? If I would have been chayv skila b'mezid, then the answer is, I'm chayv a chatas to show you. So it comes to Tosfos Rid, it says, it's almost identical. If I would, the real shaila being nenem and hekdesh is, am I chayav malchus or am I chayav misim deshemayim, Rebbe, the Rabbanu, Rebbe Yeshita is, the real shaila is, what would have happened to me if it would have been b'mezid? Now that it's b'shal gates, so I need a kapara for that equivalent of eira. So you have to pasuk all the mila shailas based on the hypothetical case that never really happens, the case of me. That's the aside from Tosfos Rid. Just as an aside, because I'm not learning Maseches Me'ilah right now, how could you possibly test this Tosfos Rid knife? If you were running a lab and you wanted to test the Tosfos Rid, what would your experiment look like? What would you have to try to show if you wanted to prove or disprove the Tosfos Rid? It's a pretty big jump that he made. Just how close is that relationship? What would be a good disproof of the Tosfos Rid? I would stay away from shlichus. It's too complicated. Because the Tosfos Rid is way out of the realm of shlichus. Tosfos Rid is telling you your soy that permeates the entire Masechta Me'ilah. It's not such a big Masechta. But all 20 plus blad of Me'ilah now have to be analyzed through the prism of this Tosfos Rid. What about find your cases that a person doesn't bring a carbon Me'ilah for whatever technical reason, even though he violated an Issa D'Oraisa? If he would have done the same thing for Maisie, he would have been violated in Issa D'Oraisa. Just for a quirk, he doesn't bring a carbon Me'ilah. What do you think that would mean? What do you think that would put the Tosfos Rid if I could find the cases like that? That if I would do it for Maisie, I would be chayav, and if I do it for Shege, I happen to be potter. What does that seem to take the teeth out of? If I could show you that it's not always halachas achar meizid, it's not absolutely true, that's going to throw a big monkey wrench into the yisod of the Tosfos Rid. So you got a little lot of me'ilah, again, not so long, 20 blad or so, you got a lot of me'ilah to figure out, is that klal true or not? But the Tosfos Rid thought it was true. He thought that these two, the shegeg of me'ilah and the meizid of me'ilah, are mamish married to one another. They go mamish go hand in hand with one another. You can't separate between the two. So when you learn me'ilah, you have to figure out, is that correct or not?
Just to make sure, so Tosfos Rid is like Tosfos because he's
right. He's totally like Tosfos, but he doesn't want to fall into this shaliach mezim and shaliach shogeg story. He wants everyone to be shogeg, but he's giving you his yisay. So Tosfos has a problem textually. Tosfos facts are all right. It's just a funny yokimta, whereas the Tosfos Rid is creating a new hagdorah nuchas meila, which is highly questioned. Okay, so Rabbi, so we got all the gemaras. I think we could pretty much make a siyum, not on the sugya, but at least from the Rishonim's angle of this sugya. We saw the four, how many sugyas we got? No, three major sugyas that the Rishonim are highlighting, the pros and cons of the Shittas, the Tosfos, the Shittas, the Ritva. It all started with Agamar and Ksuvas. Agamar was difficult according to Tosfos on multiple fronts, according to Ritva, smooth sailing. The Gemara of Akama was smooth sailing according to Tosfos, got a little choppy according to the Ritva. The Gemara of Masechus Kedushin was a breeze according to the Ritva. According to Tosfos, got into a lot of trouble. So Tosfos had to pull out one way, Tosfos pulled out another way. At least we saw from the Rishonim the three major sugyas, the pros and cons of this Machlokes Tosfos and the Ritva. Everyone with us so far? Okay. Nope. Anyone's got any more rayas? I mean, you would think the Rishonim that enough spent enough time on rayas, the thing would be done. There'd be no more rayas. If a Taisa's going to find a raya, if Vol couldn't find a raya, who would have thought there's any rayas left? We thought the whole Torah is over already, finished. So like Tais, I put the Rambam of Kamas. What? I put the Rambam of Kamas. Oh. So comes like Tais, Kedaiko Bakoidesh, and look at the Sugi with a new set of eyes. The Tais was unbelievable. Just beyond belief how he learned. I think we learned from the Tzir, we put this out more than once, right? The Tzais looked at Gemaras and saw things that nobody before ever dreamt of. No one afterwards ever. And then when you read this Tzaisim and you see, by God, how many think it is? It's so obvious. So here, we thought we had exhausted all the rayas about Yeshach Tzavim and Shlich HaShayeg, because the Ketzais dug up a sugi in the third Pesach. The Ketzais read every line in the Gemara, and he thought about every line in the Gemara, and he had every line registered on his screen. Not this screen, this screen, this screen. So comes the Ketzais and read the Gemara in the third Pesach of a Kama, and said, "Ooh, this Gemara is a pretty serious part of this discussion that we have to now have." Gemara's talking about a sugya of Malchus. Give me Malchus. What's supposed to happen in Malchus is Abba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef. You're not supposed to give the guy more than 39 Malchus. For that matter, most of the time you're probably not even going to give him 39 Malchus, because the Mishnah says you have to make sure he can take whatever he can take. So you have to examine him. You have a doctor there and see. Maybe the guy is very weak. He can only take 3 Malchus. So you give him 3 Malchus. He can take 9 Malchus. You have to give him sets of 3. So fine, whatever it is. So we evaluated how many we think he's allowed to get. The doctor, Kapaskin, 15, no more, nothing else. He may get killed. 60th Malchus is already dangerous. Too dangerous. So what happened? We give him Malchus, and there's a whole protocol of Malchus. Everyone learned the Malchus. No one learned Malchus. No one got the third round of Malchus. Amzev's got to get there. We can see him on it. Could be a couple of snow days now. See if we can visit him on some Malchus now. So Rabbi Sai says in the end of Masechus, as I said in the third paragraph of Bava Kama, the following, commenting on the Mishnayos and the end of the Sechus Malchus, the whole protocol was giving Malchus. So you have a lot of Dayanim. One Dayan is keeping count, and one Dayan telling the guy to hit, and one, everyone's got their own job. So somebody's keeping count. He doesn't know how to count. Okay. There's 1, 2, 3, 3, 4. Made a mistake. He counted an extra one, and lo and behold, the doctor was right. That last Malchus killed the guy. Malchus killed the guy. It's terrible. It was a Shaygay, no question about it. The Shalach Bezin, who did the actual hit, was definitely a Shaygay. What happened to him? You know, it's going to go, it's going to be Ir Miklat. Right? Maybe this will be Abzel Zavit in Russia. Yeah. That's the most cheeriest topic. Okay? I was trying to think today on the plane. I was trying to think about what I should. What I should think about? What are you talking about? Then Grusha ben Chalutza. At the beginning of the Sechel, Grusha ben Chalutza. What are you talking about? Yesh Chorish Telemecha V'Chayev Ches. I don't know. I just think of something. Okay. You talk about Rabbi Kiva's story. The end of Rabbi Kiva. Everyone talks about the Mekasim in the 9 days and the end of Malchus. I have something original. I'll have to figure it out. Okay, I got 2 more months to go. So Rabbi Sai. So the Mishnah says that Shulich Beis Din goes to Ir Miklat. No? What's Kasha? What is the Shulich Beis Din? I just gave it away. He's a Shulich of the Beis Din. It's a Dayanim. It's not his job. I mean, it's his job to listen to the Dayanim. So the Dayan told him to give that extra hit, and he gave the extra hit, and who gets in trouble? Who ends up in trouble? The Shulich Beis Din ends up in trouble. No? Fractic tzais. Wait a second. Oh, why is the Shulach Bezin get in trouble? Why isn't the Mishalach in trouble? So the obvious answer is because Ein Shluchas Vaveira, no Shluchas for Ritzicha. But wait a second. This is a Ritzicha be what? Everyone's shagging. The Mishalach shagging, the Shulach, everyone's shagging. So Fractic tzais, if the Shulach is shagging, and still the Mishnah says that he goes to Ir Miklat, why don't we throw the Beis Din to Ir Miklat? What did he send the poor Shalich to Ir Miklat? He thought the guy made a mistake to let the Mishalich go to Ir Miklat. The Dayan was told him to hit should go to Ir Miklat. Why not? It must be Zaktik Tzais, because Ein shlichet v'aveira, notwithstanding the fact that the shliach is a shaygeg. Zeman from the who's right, says the Ktzos, that ein shlichet v'aveira applies even when the shliach is a shaygeg. And therefore we have a raya brua she'en ala tshuva to the shittas ha ritva against the shittas v'tzos. Ad kan direct us. Whether you can agree with the raya or not, creative it is. Right? Pretty creative. Everyone thought of it? When you saw the Gemara Baba Kama, everyone figured it out? And you guys cheated because I put it in the sugya of Shulchan Aruch. But if you were just learning the third paragraph of Baba Kama and you're talking about a barbershah's Rama or something, Lav Dafki would have thought automatically this is the Raya Brua for the Ritva against Tesis. Yeah.
Is it because he's supposed to count himself?
No, he's not. His job is not to count. No, his job is not to count. His job, the other, the guy whose job is to count. The guy who's hitting, he's listening to the Dayan. The Dayan is saying.
The Gemara answers he's supposed to count himself. Or Rashi says.
No, the Gemara says that the Torah Mona Gufe, the Gemara says. The Gemara asked. His job is not to count. The Dayan is supposed to count. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Dayan made the mistake. But the Dayan didn't do the hitting. It's the Shalich Beis didn't give the hitting. No. The Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says that there's a guy, one of the Dayanim counts. So the guy who was supposed to count made the mistake.
Are we calling the issuing of the Makos an Avera if he's just following Beis Din's orders?
It's an Avera because Beis Din, he was only supposed to give 15, not 16. That 16th one is a violation. This is the Raisa, Ben Yosef.
That's the Avera,
right. The extra one, right. Normally, the normal giving of Makos is Tachanah, is not an Avera, right.
I'm happy that your Miklat is not a punishment. It's like it's a preventative consequence.
Miklat maybe is not Einish altogether. It's a whole different thing. You got to learn Mach as well. Now, you don't have Zer belts from a Shabbos. You got to get a little lumbus about that. That's an interesting question. Okay, very interesting question. Okay, I think about that one. Okay? But again, this is the way the Ktzos read this Gemara. So Ktzos says, Zebin from Dof from the Sugya Raya Bruf and the Raya against the Tesis.
Who is he the
Shliach? Shliach Beis Din. He's the Shliach of the Dayanim who are administering Malkus. He's called the Shliach Beis Din, isn't he? Isn't that his name? The counter made a mistake. The counter's one of the Dayanim. So he's a Shliach of that counter.
Yeah.
That counter, all the counters, all the Dayanim, I don't know exactly who. He's a Shliach. He's called the Shliach Beis Din, that's his job, his title. It says on the stationer, Shliach Beis Din. I think. To be determined. Okay? So this is the Ktzos Yisrael.
Does this come back to the Mishaleach?
No, forget it. If both of them are shogi, they're quite for sure that should be a shlichet v'aveira. On two counts, it should be. There's a ktzos is right. So the nesivus also thought about this Gemara. The Hele Gebal nesivus, the Baplukta of the ktzos, also looked at this Gemara and says, no, this Gemara is not a raya. And I'll tell you why. Zog the Nesivus, let's go back to the basics, let's go back to the ABCs, go back to the Universal. Tosfos, Bayas, and in Kiddushin, and Baba Kama, came with this grandiose idea that sometimes the Shlichus Advaita. Sometimes, right? Most of the time, not except for the three Gzeres Kosos, that's for sure, but leaving that aside. Sometimes, even by real bona fide Averis, Takayesh Lichus Advaita. As long as the Shalich is a Shagin. What was the rationale for it? So Tosfos gave the whole Shtickle Torah, right? The Verav, the Vratama doesn't really apply. Oh, Chagad, you're fine. Very nice. Okay? If I say, Yesh Lachkor, the following Chakira, according to Tosfos. According to the Ritva left already. It's 105, he's already getting home before the blizzard. Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos is still stuck. They're still here. The rest of the Shia is dedicated to the Shitas of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, when you have a shliach shaygeg b'dvar avera, there is shlichus, right? That's the Tosfos' whole thrust. There is shlichus. Yesh lachkor. One can raise the following lamda shishayla. So who's going to fill in the lamda shishayla? Yesh lachkor always means two lines, two possibilities. Who's going to fill in to me what the two possibilities are? I'll make it a little bit easier. Before Tosfos came along, we knew there was a din of Shluch Sham Kemaisai, right? Everybody knows that Shluch Sham Kemaisai. We find it by Get and by Kiddushin and by Karmi Pesach and by Truma, all the different kairos and conditions of morale from the days, but the principle of Shulch Shabbat Kamoiso, we know. Then the Gemara says, En Shlichus Vavera. And then Tais says, and by the way, when the Shlichus is a Shai Geg, with Vavera, there is Shlichus. No, what the Chakira, no? Who's going to tell me the Chakira? I have two things on you might be right what you're about to say, but I want to keep these two things on the board. I have regular shlichos, then I have a klal called Ein Shliach Medvar Avera, and then I have another principle called Shliach Shagay, then there is Shlichos Medvar Avera. No, what's my shayla? I want to know where these two lines are going to. Guy's been around long enough to know. Where are the two lines going? Who's going to tell me a line?
Is the Chisaron an Shlich Barbera, or is it...
There's no Chisaron here. I got two lines coming out of this. Two lines grown out of this category. Shlich, 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 Barbera, there is Shlichos. Who's going to tell me?
The Shlichos of the Shogig the same as the regular Shlichos?
Oh, now we're talking, now we're talking. He's going to form me a little bit, a little sharper?
Maybe if there's Shlichos, it doesn't mean it's
Okay, you're touching on a very important point. The Nesivus does raise, but I don't want to talk about that now. Okay? So Avi started it. I'll try to formulate it a little bit, try to sharpen it a little bit. We start with category number one. Okay? It's a Parashat Shlichus. A Chiddush Heter Shlichus. I wouldn't have known it on my own. No 13-year-old kid could ever figure this out on their own. Shlichus, there's a concept of Shlichus. There's a concept. Come Chazal and say, by the way, it's an Aveir, Eishachat Aveir, for whatever reason, Bosek, there's a Kossus, whatever, I don't want to hear it now. Eishachat Aveir. All of a sudden, Kupta Balei Taisvus and discovered a Mishnah of a Kamayim Pass and came up with this new Yisai call, Shun Shlich, Zashagang, Eishachat Aveir. So this is category one, regular Shlichus. This is category two. This is category three. Yeshalachkar. It's category three. Basically just a revamping of what? It's just going back to one. It's saying that there's only one parasha shlichus in the Torah, which is learned out from Truma, Gittin, Kedushin, Pesach, whatever the Mokar, the four different Palsam, Bekaris, and Kedushin, Mamalav. There's one din conceptually of shlichus. It's the same shlichus in Kol Torah Kula. There's one din of shlichus. Ella what? Shlichus can sometimes be undermined by Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. You can undermine the undermining by creating the shlichus being a shagig. But once you overmine the undermine, whatever you want to call it, now once we've solved the dilemma of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, we're right back where? Right back to the regular Dinei Shlichus. So if and when the Shlichus is a Shegeg, again, this is only Taizah, Ritval left the Shir already, according to Taizah, the Shlichus V'Aveira, the Shlichus is a Shegeg, it's the same as category number one. There is no other category of Shlichus. There's only one conceptual Dinei Shlichus called Tarakula. It applies for Truma, Korban Pesach, Gittin, Kedushin, Mechiras, or Parshat Truma, whatever you name it. It doesn't work with Averis, but when the Shlichus is a Shogeg, then it comes back to life again. One is three and three and one. It's all the same thing. Well, maybe no. Maybe one could argue. What? What's the next line of argument? What could one say? Once you're in the realm of Avera, guess what? You know what doesn't exist? There ain't Shlichus whenever there's an Avera present. There's no such animal, no such entity called Shlichus when there's an Avera present. Done. Forget it. It doesn't exist. It's off the chart. It doesn't exist. There's no Shlichus Nedvar Avera. The fact that Taisus is telling me that when the Shlichus is a Shagig, there is quote unquote Shlichus Nedvar Avera, it's a new halacha. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. Three is not one. Three is three. It's a new din. There are three dinim on the board. Din number one is Yesh Shlichus, it's called Tarakula. Din number two is Yesh Shlichus Nedvar Avera. Din number three is when you have a Shlichus Nedvar Avera, it happens to also be Shlichus, but it ain't the regular Shlichus of number one. Now that's a very, very difficult position to defend. Why is that a difficult position to defend, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem with defending that position? Say it's a brand new din. You're asking for trouble by saying it's a brand new din. Why? Because I'm going to force you to bring me a what? Bring me a makor. If you tell me that three and one is three, it's all the same thing, I don't need a makor. If I want to know what's the makor that Yesh Shlichus V'Aveira and the Shlichus is a Shagig, what's the makor? Truma, Gittin, Kedushin, and Korban Pesach. That's four makoros. All the regular makaris of Shlichus. But once you tell me that three is not one, three is three, three is a brand new din, it's a limit for the Hatzmai, then you, Hamaitz Vechavel, right, you got to bring me a makor. You got to show me where it came from. We state, not immediately in the Torah, we state in the Heilige Torah that the Shlichus of Aver and the Shlichus of Shoyeg. No? Comes the Nesivus and says, it's a difficult shot, but it's the correct shot, says the Nesivus. This is correct. And it's now Mutal Allah to bring me a Raya. What's the Pasuk? Who's going to bring me a Pasuk? You guys know the Pasuk already. You know the Pasuk. What? Tavach HaMachar? No, we don't have Tavach HaMachar. What? Im Himotze Simotze Biyadai Hageneva. What? Who? Who? No, who learned Bar Mitzvah with us? What does that Pasuk mean? That's the mark that there's a Chatzer, even for what? Even for Geneva. Notwithstanding the fact that there's a dimension of Shlichus, Chatzer B'Shem Shlichus, at least one part of Chatzer B'Shem Shlichus. How could there be Chatzer B'Shem Shlichus? It's an Aveira. What's the answer? The Shlich is what? What is the Chatzer? He's a what? For all practical purposes, he's a Lav Bardas. He's a, not a Mechui B'Davar. He's a what? Tell me, I want to hear an equation. He's a what? What is the Chatzer? What word in the way? He's like a Shagin. We're not the first ones to equate the two. Who equated the two? Who made the equation? Tosfos. Tosfos brought a Raya for the Yesod from that Gemara. Tosfos said, just as the Chatzer doesn't know it's flying, therefore the whole idea does no Bechir Chatzer, just as the Chatzer, the whole concept of Divrei Rav Zvi Ratava doesn't make any sense, and the Torah still says that the Shlichus, Zetman from Dorsus, Torah says that Shlich B'Shegi B'Dvar Veira is Yeh Shlichus, I have a Mocha, says the Nesivus. I don't even have to learn, I have to make it up. Torah says, put it on a silver platter. The Mocha is, Chatzer de Geneva. The rest? What the Nesivus just said. The Nesivus just told us that there are two parashas of Shlichus in the Torah. There's the parasha of regular shlichus, that's non-averus. And then, 99% of the time, tacha ein shlichus dvar avera, but every once in a while, if you're able to get just right, just perfect, that's a shliach shegi with dvar avera, you can link it to chatzim b'geneva, and you're home free. And now you have an application of a second type of shlichus. This is din number three, according to the Nesivus. Chatzim b'geneva, this is the makor, chatzim b'geneva teaches to be this din. Gevaldikich, this is the Nesivus, wow. Everyone's getting into this. Tzais is getting into this, Nesivus is getting into this. Comes to the Sivus and says, and now you get to the punchline. How far does Shlichus go? How far can Shlichus take me? How chayev can Shlichus make me? What onesh can Shlichus put onto the Mishalech? What the punishment can Shlichus? Again, it's a very, very limited shlichus. Regular shlichus doesn't apply to Aveira, so there's no own shit to talk about. But when you're in this new kind of shlichus, very, very limited form of shlichus, learned out from Parsha of Chatzim de Geneva, to Chiddush HaTorah, Ein L'cha Lo'i Chiddushai. How punished does the Ganav become when his chatz are stole for him? Does he get Mises Beis Din for that ever? Can you ever get Mises Beis Din based on this kind of a shlichus? Ganav doesn't get Mrs. Beis Din. Can you ever get Malchus? Can you get Malchus? What can you get? What do you get? Best you can get is what? Maybe Mammon. Maybe Malchus. I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll negotiate. Misa, forget it. Misa's not on the charts. It's impossible to make a guy chay of Misa based on Shliach B'Shoyu L'Dvar Averach. The whole Mokor is learned out from Chassid Geneva. If you're going to tell me that the Mokar is regular Shlichus, there's an absolute ironclad rule called Shlichus, Shlichus Ram Kamaisai, so then the sky's the limit. But if you're going to tell me that this is a new kind of Shlichus, it's not part of regular Shlichus, it's a brand new Shlichus learned out from Chassid Geneva, it cannot possibly be Mokar in the Chassid Geneva. Chassid Geneva never is Bechayev Mises Beis Din. Says the Nesivus, if so, everything is Gevaldik, everything is on Mekomi of Mishalim. Why? Let's go back to what was the original Kasha about the Yermichlet story. If Tosis is right that Yeshlich Advar Veira applies when the Shlich is a Shogeg, so we should go all the way back and make the original guy, the original Mishalei Chayav. When we pass getting here, Miklot Shaila, what are we really asking? And we could steal the Tosis writ on this one. When we pass getting here, Miklot Shaila, what are we really asking? Who, if this would have happened to Mazed, who would have been Chayav what? Mises Beis Din. So it happens to be that I fell off the ladder of Shoygeg. But if I would have jumped from the ladder intentionally to kill somebody, I would have become based it. Shoygeg of your miklat is psukhmin chumash. Shoygeg of your miklat is meted out to the person who would have killed the maze and would have been based it. Comes into Sivus and says, you're going to tell me that you could use Chassid de Geneva to make the Dayon, the Mishaleach Chayav Mises Beisdin? What? How can you do that? You're going to take a pasuk that was said vis-a-vis Mamanis, and you're going to make it Einish Aguf and Chiv Mises Beisdin on that? Impossible, Zachta Nesivas. Since it's impossible to invoke this parsha, this is not even on the drawing, but not on the radar screen. It's not even anything to discuss when we're learning Baba Kama in the third parak. We're learning Baba Kama in the third parak. The only possible shlichus you could even dream of invoking is the first kind, but you can't do that because it's a Dvar Avera. I need to shoygeg, that's not going to help you. Making it into a shoygeg will only help you to invoke the special exercise of Chatz de Geneva, which is irrelevant. We're not talking about Mamanis, we're talking about Mrs. Beisdin. So Mrs. Beisdin can't even begin to discuss it, says the Nesivus. So therefore, concludes the Nesivus, there was a very sharp raya of my colleague, the Ktzais. The Gevald Geraya, but it's Nishkin Raya, says the Nesivus. Because the Ktzais was trying to use Tosfos Shita to invoke the Chiyuv Mrs. Beisdin. That's out of the question. Because the Nesivus had this unique way of learning this sugya, that this din of the Shalich is a shaygeg, so everything changes. That's only based on Chatz de Geneva, and Chatz de Geneva can't go anywhere near the realm of Mises Beisdin. That's a Nesivus. Everyone heard this one? Everyone saw the Machlokes? This is the... You wonder what they were hacking about in the 1800s in Europe. This is what they were talking about. This is what everyone was excited about. Tzais is Raya from Rav Kama. Sivus is Dichay from Rav Kama. Hard for me to judge which is more lomdish, the Raya or the Dicha of the Raya. Both pretty powerful.
How do you know that it's only Din Mamanus?
That's what it says. It's talking about Mamanus. It's like talking about Mamanus. Can't talk about other things. At Khan, did we have Tzais the Venus? Almost at Khan. Based on this Nesivus, we can now solve the dilemma of the third Gadol B'Yisrael of this Tkufa. There are many Gadolim of this Tkufa. There are three Gadolim who always get linked together, pretty much the same Tkufa. There was the Ktais, the Nesivus. Who was the third one? Who was the third? Ktais, Nesivus, Reb Kivager. They're all three at the same time. This is what Europe looked like. Ktais, Nesivus, Reb Kivager, all three at the same time. Zot Reb Kivager, Maseches Kedushin, I have a raya against Tosfos. Raya against Tosfos. You know what my raya is? The Gemara Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel, discusses the sheet of Ein Shlich D'Vaveir, Ein Shlich D'Vaveir, Ein Shlich D'Vaveir. Everybody knows the drum and toss. We know Ein Shlich D'Vaveir. Everybody here, who here believes Ein Shlich D'Vaveir with a whole heart and soul? Who here believes Ein Shlich D'Vaveir? Who disagrees with that principle of Ein Shlich D'Vaveir? One person. Who is that? Shammai. Pretty chashuv person. Shammai Hazokin. Shammai Hazokin disagrees. The original Shammai from the Rashiva from the Shammai. Shammai Hazokin Kahal. He held Ein Shlich D'Vaveir. Comes the Gemara and says, we don't pass like Shammai. Nobody passes like Shammai. But he held that way. He's allowed it. It's for the pit. We don't pass like. Comes the Gemara and says, even according to Shammai Hazokin, who says, Yesh Letvar Veira, even Shammai would concede in two cases, it is absurd to talk about Shlichus Letvar Veira. Mamish, absurd. What are the two cases? Anyone tell the Gemara? What? Chalobim Verayis. Reuben goes to Shimon and says, this is Shammai's yeshiva, Beishammai. We're now in yeshiva's Beishammai. Reuben says to Shimon, do me a favor, go eat that cheeseburger for me. Shimon goes and eats the cheeseburger. According to Shammai, who should get Malkus? The Mishaleh, right? Yesh Lech Tvaveh. Reuben says to Shimon, go be boil that erva. Shimon goes and does boil the erva. Who should be Chayav Karis? Reuben, the Mishaleh. So Gemara says, that is silly, absurd, foolish. Nobody ever says such a thing. It's impossible. You know why? Lamatzinu wa? Zenen ever zemischayiv. Apparently, give you Arias and Machos Asuros are Averas where the Hanoah plays a critical role. And therefore, those Averas Shlichus, this doesn't make, it's not even nitfas, the concept of shlichus. You can't talk about shlichus on arayas and chalavim. So chalav arayas, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Let's see what's in there is. Who was with us in Kol Shav? Limp Psachim. Anyone was around? We limp Psachim. You were inside? What? That's murmur. So we spoke a lot about this Gemara. But what this Gemara means? Is the Gemara mean to say that the nature of the Yisr is not an Yisr Maisif, and it's not an Yisr Pa'ulot, it's an Yisr Hanah? Not for now. That was a Kol Shav topic. But the Gemara made a fuss to say, even according to Tana Shammai, who no one in the last 2,000 years has followed, even according to Shammai, even Shammai says the buck stops here. Cholom v'Raya are different. New what's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha? What's Rabbi Kivega's Raya from this Gemara against Tosfos? If Tosfos is right, that even according to non-Shammai people, sometimes the Shlichus L'dvar Aveira, i.e. when the Shlich is what? Is a Shogeg. Why did the Gemara have to highlight this idea Cholom v'Raya is different B'dash Shammai? It's such a mundane Gemara. Amar Rava, L'divrei Shammai, Ha'im b'l'chaveir, Etzei b'olos ha'er v'chos ha'chelev, da-da-da-da-da. Why did the Gemara just say, according to Hill also, according to everybody else also, even the Didan, it's important to highlight this idea, even if the Shaliach is a Shoigeg, lo matzinu zanen ev zemizchayev. It's such a mundane Gemara in Kedushin of Yom Gimel, such a strange Gemara. The Gemara was trying to highlight this idea that Shlichus Zicha breaks down. Shlichus for sure breaks down in the realm of Chalav V'Arayas. Nobody in their right mind can ever apply Shlichus to Chalav V'Arayas. So the only way for the Gemara to make any sense of this statement is to put it into the context of Shammai's view. If Tosfos is right, that even according to the non-Shammai people, there's Shlichus Adva Aver when the Shlichus Shogeg, why don't the Gemara say like this? Afilo ledidon that we hold ain't shlichus d'vaveira, but if the shlich is a shayeg, ain't shlichus d'vaveira, but if this is taking place in the realm of Cholom V'Arayas, ain't shlichus d'vaveira. That's what the Gemara should have said. That would have been much, much better than to tell me a story according to Shammai that nobody in the last 2,000 years followed. That's what the Kivegas Kasha. No? Who's going to solve the problem now based on the Nesivis? Who's going to solve the problem based on the Nesivis? No? Who's going to be Deicher with Kivegas Kasha? It was impossible for the Gemara to say, according to the non-Shammai people, let's discuss the Shail of Cholom V'Arayas. Why? Cholom V'Arayas is not what? It's not Mominus. It's Malkus. It's Kares. Mises Beisdin. You can't even get off the ground. You can't even talk about it, according to non-Shammai people. According to Shammai, who had a whole different worldview, he held the Yeshnech of Aveir Lagamah. He denied the whole category number two. He held that Truma, Averis, Pesach, Averis, Kedusha, it's all the same thing. Yeshlich is called Terakula. So the Gemara had to say, ooh, according to Shammai, it says that Yeshlich is a Avera. So what would Shammai say about Cholom V'Arayas? The Gemara had a Chiddush, Shammai would concede by Cholom V'Arayas, because of Zen and of Zen is Chayav Lom V'Arayas. But according to Didan, who disagreed with Shammai, it's just that Tosfos holds, we hold as a quirk, that when the Shlich is a Shoyeg, we could still fall back in Chatz and the Geneva. So, why did the Gemara say, Cholom V'Arayas is different? So comes the Pre-Yitzchak, Itzla Petterberg, the Talmud from Yisrael Salanta, comes the Pre-Yitzchak and says, the reason why the Kivega is right is Nishkin Raya is because the Nesivus is right. The Nesivus is 100% right. That according to the Nesivus, you can't even discuss Shlichos L'Var Vera when we're dealing with Cholom V'Arayas. It's not Mamanis, because it's Mises, Bezer, it's Palkas, it's Karitz, and Shaguf. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. So Rabbi said, everybody was tumbling about this. From Ktsois, from Nesivus, from Kivega, the Pre-Yitzchak, this was the topic of the 1800s. Everybody had what to say about this topic. So the Rishonim also had a lot to say about this topic. For the Rishonim, they were focusing on the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara in Rebbe Kama, the Gemara in Kedushin, Shkog Alech Zachameze, they bring the Raya's back and forth, pro and con to Tais and the Ritva. The Achreinim started the ball rolling at the Juicy. The Ktsois brought a Raya from Rebbe Kama, the Nesivus was Deich the Raya from Rebbe Kama. Then he created a whole new Yisrael, for Yitzchak borrowed that Yisrael to deflect from Kivega's Raya. Everyone's talking about this. Rabbi say, one Nestakuda, before we dive in. Zok to Pre Yitzchak, of Itzel of Petterberger. He has a Messiah from his Rebbe, from Yisrael Salanta, that the Kusha made Korolesa, that the Tzais is Kasha. Is Raya from the Shluch Beisdin is Nishkin Raya B'chlal. You don't have to spend time being Deichel Raya is Nishkin Raya B'chlal, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Anyone know why? Some of the guys already started to touch on it before. Tos is Nish Shlichus. That's not Shlichus. We call him a Shaliach Beis Din because we have nothing else to call him. We have to give him a title. We have to make him feel good. So we call him a Shaliach Beis Din. He's not a Shaliach Beis Din. What is he? You want to hear a Lamdis? When is Rav Shmuel Salantis Lamdis? When the quote-unquote Shaliach Beis Din is giving Malkus, he's administering Malkus, he is not the Shaliach of the Beis Din. What's happening is as follows. The Beis Din's job is to determine that the guy is Chayiv Malkus. So Beis Din at Kepaskin, Reuven's Chayiv Malkus. Now, one of the Targ Mitzvahs is the administration of Malkus. You have to give the Malkus. So Beis Din finished their job, they're Paskin, he's Chayiv Malkus. Now the Mitzvah of giving Malkus applies. Who's Chayiv in this Mitzvah? Whose Mitzvah is to give the Malkus? It's the Tzibur. The Tzibur, who's the Tzibur? The Tzibur is a bunch of Yechidim. It's every person has to give the Malkus. Now, we don't have chaos. There's not anarchy over here that everyone's starting to give the guy, beating the guy out. No. So the Torah says there's a normal protocol how to do it. So we have to do things kesedi. We have to do things normal. So you get a Beis Din, you have three Dayanim, one gets counting, one gets hitting. It's all done properly. But in theory, when the Shaliach Beis Din is administering Malkus, who is he representing? Who is he the Shaliach of? The answer is absolutely nobody. Who is he representing? Me, myself, and I. He's any other man from himself. He's no more, no less chayav than the Beis Din themselves. He is Nishkin Shaliach Beis Din. The whole Shalichus is a misnomer. We call the Shaliach Beis Din. You know, I don't want to give it away, otherwise, if I would have, you know, told you just 20 minutes ago, I would have gotten to the whole procedure, everything. So, I held back. But Rav Shmuel Salanta, what a lomdus, you hear this? This is a whole new angle here. The chloikis, the ktsais in Rabbi Shmuel Salanta, how to understand what's going on. Your average everyday malchus taking place. Typical day in Beis Din, malchus taking place. Typical day, they miscounted, someone died. What's going on? What happened here? According to ktsais, what you're watching in front of your very eyes is a shlichus. And it's a shlichus, the dvar veiru, and the shlichus, the shaykh, and this is a raif in ritva. And the nesivus looked at the same thing and said, no, this is nishkin shlichus of the dvar veiru of tais in the ritva, because this is a malchus and a nishaguf. This is nothing to do. This is a chiyav galus, a chiyav misa for a tzicha. This has nothing to do with chatz de geneva. And Rabbi Shmuel Salant said this is not shlichus bechlal. So you have three gedayli ge'enei oilim for tzayis, for nesivis, Rabbi Shmuel Salant, all looking at the same thing. One guy hitting the guy. One guy, one malka is taking place. One extra malka, and three fundamentally different ways of looking at it. According to tzayis, this is the raya. This is the raya. This is it. This is the raya of Rosh Hashanah Tshuva that the ritva is right. Tzayis is not right. The receiver says, no, this is nothing because of my razzle-dazzle pshat, the three is not the same as one. Chatz de Geneva is a chiddush b'frei atzmai. And Rabbi Shmuel Salant said, neither of them are right because this is Mishkan Shlichus altogether. I ask your Baisai, who here saw the Gemara Maseches Bavakama? Who saw the Gemara Bavakama? You have 2.5 days to look at this Gemara, right? So when you saw the Gemara Bavakama, who here saw the Gemara Bavakama the way the Tzais read the Gemara Bavakama? Who here saw the way the Nesivus read the Gemara Bavakama? Who here saw the Rebbe Shmuel Salanta read the Gemara Mavakama? Half a hand up. Who here had absolutely no idea why I put this on the Gemara Mavakama in the first place? Right? Come on, you guys, be honest. Who here didn't even see the Gemara Mavakama? Who here has no idea what I'm talking about? Okay, Rabbi Isai, so back to square one. What do we got here? We're just learning Ksubas, right? This is all the Gemara, no? Wasn't this not Gemara? I thought we were learning Agamara. Agamara asked the Kasha, right? Can Agamara say something about Shlichus of Vavera? So Tais get the ball rolling. So we have a Tais of the Ritva, three Gemaras, four Gemaras, five Gemaras, 20 Gemaras, Gedalia, right? How do you figure out this, that, and the other thing? It all boils down to this. Rabbi Isai, we made a seam on the first half of the Sugya. We didn't finish the Sugya. We finished this part of the Sugya. We finished the rise back and forth in the Sugya. Hopefully, it's tomorrow in some shape or form. I cannot tell you how, but hopefully, if somebody might end to figure out how to Skype, so then we'll talk about the Shittas Rambam and the Rambam, how the Rambam formulates this din of Shlichus, particularly the realm of the Alvei. Okay, so guys, be in touch, and hopefully, we'll see it at some point. Okay, we're done with it now, right? Done with it, please? Okay.